أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة، وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار، وإن منها لما يشقق فيخرج منه الماء، وإن منها لما يهبط من خشية الله، وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. Allah تبارك وتعالى says that the Bani Israel, their hearts had become so hard and for the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says their hearts had become hard after all their wrongdoing, and they were like stones, and as or even more harder than stones also. So that way it's explained that Allah did not use the example of iron or copper, because iron and copper also melts in front of fire. But their hearts had become so hard that they would not melt for anything of the warnings of Allah Ta'ala and all the dangers of the life of Akhirat. But this also did not mean anything to them. Their hearts were more harder. Then Allah Ta'ala explains the different types of stones, though they are stones, but what qualities they have got. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارِ. اور پتھروں میں تو ایسے بھی ہے جن سے جاری ہوتی ہیں نہریں. There are those stones also from which rivers flow. Like when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is hit on a stone, then there were 5 to 12 rivers that flew from there. Like that, there are many stones in the world today, and from the stones water gushes out and they become rivers. So that is also, a stone becomes like a river. But their hearts were more harder than that stones also. And this, the ulama have given an example that these are like the hearts of those ulama, the great ulama who have guided the ummah onto righteousness. That their hearts were such that rivers flew from them and they guided the ummah onto righteousness. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَا. اور ان میں سے ایسے بھی ہے جو پھٹ جاتے ہیں اور نکلتا ہے ان سے پانی. And there are other stones that they split about. And then, though rivers do not flow, but water comes, springs come, no limited water. That is the example ulama give of those ulama who guide other people towards righteousness. The first group of ulama were those Aimai Mujtahideen who became great guides and they guided people to righteousness. And these are those ulama which are known as Mashaykh, etc., who also guide people, and they have the fountains, and people drink from there, and people benefit from them. And then, وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَحْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. اور ان میں سے ایسے بھی ہے جو گر پڑتے ہیں اللہ کے ڈر سے. And from the stones, there are those stones also which fall down in the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Like many places we drive and we are warned also of falling stones of mountains which are close to the road. Those stones fall down in the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Ulama have given this the example of those people who are the ubbad, who worship Allah Ta'ala, who have got taqwa, and their hearts have become soft also, and they melt in front, and they fear in view of the commandments and the awe and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. اور اللہ بے خبر نہیں تمہارے کاموں سے. And remember, at all times Allah Ta'ala is not unmindful of all that which you do. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has explained that the Bani Israel, their hearts had become even more harder than stone. And stone also is such that there is great goodness from it. Water flows from it. Mankind benefits from it. And like that from the hearts of the righteous and the pious and those who have submitted to Allah Ta'ala, plenty people benefit from them consequently also. So we should, and in the dua we are, in the hadith we are taught a dua that Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-qaswati wal-ghaflati. O Allah, I seek your protection from my heart becoming hard and from being unmindful of you, of your commands, etc. So we should always make dua that our hearts mustn't become hard. There are many people whose hearts have become so hard that no matter what bayans they listen to, no matter what explanations they get, no matter what difficulties they go through, like the Bani Israel, but it doesn't change their condition. They just remain the same. They don't turn to Allah Ta'ala. They don't turn towards namaz and dua and akhirat and deen. All the time they go more in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Allah protect us, our progeny, all of us, that our hearts become hard. Allah make that our hearts become soft and that we take lessons from everything that we see. From bayans, from Quran Sharif, of course, we should take much, much more greater lessons. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.